we saw Tosfos was asking on Rashi. Rashi learns that Tashbisu means bitu. Like Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Ein biruchom etzel asreifa. It's muchar that Tashbisu is not bitu. Tashbisu is sreifa. This is Tosfos' kasha. So the Kesef Mishneh in Perek Beis Mehilchos Chometz u'Matzo brings down there was a girsa in the Rambam, and if you see good in the Ran is also merames. There was such a tzad to answer. Shlogs it up that an chometz yodua bitul doesn't help. Chometz she'eino yodua bitul helps. The girsa in the Rambam was mai yashbosa amuro batoiro. שיוסיר החומץ הידוע לו מרשוסוי ושאינו ידוע יבטלנו בליבוי ויוסים אויסוי כאופו. And the lumbuses make sense. חומץ ידוע, you can't be mevatel. You're leaving a piece of bread in my house, it's mamish garnish. If it's garnish, just get rid of it. So חומץ ידוע, the only way is to burn it, to get rid of it. חומץ שאינו ידוע, it's enough to me, but this is what Hashem told me to do. And it also makes sense. And chometz yedua, Hashem didn't want to say that it's enough the heart. Hashem wants, burn it. But Hashem doesn't want you to burn your whole house. But it's chometz that you don't know where it is. That chometz, bimevato. So the Seder Advarim is, chometz yedua to burn, chometz she'eino yedua to bimevato. So this will be the answer of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds bir chometz b'sreife, it's chometz yedua. Chometz reifa is chometz yodua. Chometz she'eino yodua is bitul. And a minute, that will be an answer on Rashi. The Ran also is merames it. And the Rishonim say it can be. The Gemara says, Lady, ho yoshev lifnei raboi v'niskar sheyesh lo iso megulgeles betech beisoi yevatleno beliboi. All of these three cases are cases that the guy can't burn it. He's hoylech lishchot es pischoi. Es yoshev lifnei raboi v'nizkar sheyesh lo iso megulgeles betech beisoi. So then again, when you can burn it, Hashem says you could be mevatel it. So it's not a stama aloche that chometz yodua bitul doesn't help, and on isreife, and chometz she'eino yodua is bitul. The vote is chometz yodua that you could get rid of, Hashem wants you to burn. When you cannot get rid of it, then you could do bitul. That could have been a teretz of Rashi, but lemaise most of the rishonim, kimat none of the rishonim learned this chiluk that an chometz yodua bitul does not help. And on chometz, only on chometz she'eino yodua bitul helps. And they learned that on both bitul does not help. And both bitul does not help. And both bitul helps. And both bitul helps. And not like the Kesef Mishneh that had a gilsa that on chometz yodua bitul does not help. But mikol mekoyim, if we would have such a mahalach, would be a mahalach on Rashi. Mikol mekoyim, teisa shlogs of shitas Rashi. Ve'oimeri, the midoraisa bebitul be'al mesagi. Mitam the me'achar shebitlo yavei hefker v'yotzo mirshuso yumuto medikamrinin aval atoroya shel achirim v'shel govoya, it's not yours. V'od ha'am benedorim hefker b'fnei shloisho midoirai se'eino tzorich. So Tesis bepashtus is the way we said it already a couple of times. Shitas Rashi tashbisu is bitul balev, no shaykhus te hefker, yimevatul de chometz, yimevatul de reshus. Shitas HaTezis, bitul is mitam hefka. And the Rishonim go al derech Rashi, the Ran and the Ramban, but in the end it becomes hefka. We spoke about the beginning of Zman. But bepashtus, Tezis learns it's mitam hefka, and Rashi learns it's not mitam hefka, it's hashbosa belev. We'll mention it again, that the Agos Mamoinius, In Perek Gimel Aloche Zayin, Perek Gimel Aloche Zayin, in Yishu Yishchome Tzumatzo, the Agos Mamoni says, Tunus Chotz, Ravio, Kibel Miri Alevi, Shiyashloimar Libotel Velevi Hefker Keafre De Are, the Bitul Mishum Hefker, Kach Pirish Rabbeinutam. And we have to say lebotel velehefker keafre deare. That's how the Chok Yankiv says it. And this is the reason we say lebotel velehefker keafre deare. I saw the Nesivus and Mekochaim says the Levitei says lebotel velehefker keafre deare. Aval oviv Rabbeinu Yoel Alevi lo yoimer hefker. Gam ba'ag lo yizkir hefker. Gam Rambam lo yizkir hefker. Because they learn bitul al derech Rashi. So on derech Rashi l'chur, you don't have to say libotel v'mi hefker ke'afre de'are. And on derech Tesis, you have to say libotel v'mi hefker ke'afre de'are. This is the pashtus advorim. Be'ez Hashem, I want today, we'll be mevarit a little bit, kol ha'tzorich. The Ramban comes and asks 7 questions on Shitas Tesis. So that's even more. 7 questions on Shitas Tesis. The first kasha he asks, why the Gemara cannot say midoraisa behefker ba'al mesagi? V'chisoni, this is sogi, chisoni hefker sheshonu chachomim bechol mokim. One kedusha brings it down, and Chazal and Amiroim use different lashonos. Talk as they be a mensch. Talk as they be a mensch. Why to say the Loshen? Why to say this kind of Loshen? Bitul. He's not asking on the people that are talking, he's asking on the Shas HaKodesh. Why the Shas HaKodesh every time says the Bitul Baal Mesagi? It's not the word. The word is Behefker Baal Mesagi. This is Kasha number 1. Kasha number 2. Ari is a man the Omar and the Gemara that Hefker doesn't leave his reshus at osil reshus zoiche. Hefker is giving permission to people to take it, but it doesn't leave. You can't throw it away. It's yours. You could leave go that someone could take it. Second kasha. Third kasha. If it's mitam Hefker, you will need shloisha. The third kasha, you need shloisha. It was mechavet to make it. Then the third kasha, you need shloisha. The fourth kasha, frek the Ramban, how you could do it in Shabbos? Is also mekach v'memkar is also in Shabbos? Fifth kasha, frek the Ramban, how it helps believe? Sixth kasha, frek the Ramban, and us. Forget about the Gemara. It's not the right nusach. Libotel velevev, belibotel, you have to say velevev hefker. If a person says in his jacket libotel, it'll become hefker. Sixth kasha. Seventh kasha, he says, maybe you're over on hefker. Who said you're not over on hefker? Shelchoya toroya, toroya shel achirim shel gavoya. He has a raya, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see, the Gemara in Davov has a tzad, that chomet shel goy is only muter, goy sheloi kibashtoi. Like in Chutz La'aretz. But in time of the Gemara that the Goyim were under us and they were p'chinah that like slaves, so if the Goyim have chometz, yoiver. Why? Because it's kibashto and you can do to him what you want. Hefker, you for sure could do to Hefker what you want. Hefker, you could do what you want to the Hefker. And he says, maybe not. These are the 7 questions. What are the 7 questions of the Ramban. Stam. Yeah, Shach once told us. You want to remember, you just count, you mean Masada it, instead of having a whole page in the Ramban. There's 7 questions. So I say, Sivel Tzach Gleich. So these are the 7 questions. Loshen HaGemore, Lo Yotzo Mirshuso Yalibe de Rav Yosi, Shloisho, Shabbos, Blev, it's not the right Loshen, and Mechateise, maybe Yoiver and Hefker. Before we start to answer the kashas, the seven questions of the Ramban, we have to know that the Pnei Yeshua and the Fei says, you know why Rashi was choylek on Tesfos? And he didn't want to learn that Bitul is mita hefker? Because Shitas Rashi, Shechomet shel hefker over all of. He's medayik Rashi and Hayom would base, Shelcho iya toroye, aber shel govoya ve shel noch iya toroye, aber hefker yinad roye. We have to see Rashi and Memvov Amud Beis in the beginning of the Amud as Mesupik. He speaks about Chometz of Trume. He says, you're not over because it's Eloi Shelcho veloi Shel Chavercho. Yeah, but this is not Mamash like Hefker. You can't take it. So is it sad that Chometz Shel and the Yeshua is not right. The Ramban also had such a sad. The Ma'is says not like that. We know that Chometz Shel Hefker, you're not over. So I don't know if we have to push to say the Pnei Yeshua's Teire, that Rashi did not want to learn like Tesis because he was learning that Chomet Shel Hefker Yoiva. Bez Hashem, the Ramban has seven different questions on Tesis. We don't have to say that the reason that Rashi did not learn like the Ramban, like Tesis, is because he learned that Chomet Shel Hefker Yoiva. Even if he doesn't learn Chomet Shel Hefker Yoiva, we could have good reasons why he would not want to learn like Tesis. But we have seven kashas on Tesis. And I want to try to answer them ba'oifen kal and then ba'oifen amiti. Ba'oifen kal, we go over the seven questions. Nu loshna gemore nunu. Was mit Rabbi Yosi? Maybe the sugi is the like Rabbi Yosi. The kasha from Shloisha, Tais himself says that it's not a kasha. So the real kashas we have to start to answer is from number four. Was mit Shabbos? Zog dem Forschen. Maybe the Isur and Shabbos is Mekach ve Memkach. Buying and selling. Hefker is in between you and no one. Why Chazal asked to make a Kinyan in Shabbos? Gzeire o to Mekach ve Memkach. Moshe, you find a bottle, you want a diamond, you want to pick it up. You're not allowed to make a Kinyan in Shabbos. Why? Gzeire o to Mekach ve Memkach. You buy, you sell. So there's no buying and selling, no kinyonim are done on Shabbos. But when someone is mafkir, there's no shaykhis to kinyonim. Presents you can't give. You can't come in Shabbos and give someone a present. He has a bar mitzvah in Shabbos. You can't bring him a present in Shabbos. When you bring a wine, you don't bring a present. You just let him to drink it. If it's for a present, you have to be makdeh before Shabbos. There's an issue to make a kinyon in Shabbos. Does it mean not on the Mekadosh Aisha? Or by Hefker, it's not a Kenyan. Mishnebu and Simen Tov Mem Dalet, there's a Shaila Gabi Shabbos, if you tzitz the stairs in Shabbos. So, you mafkir the Beged, like this you could carry on walking in Shabbos, because Beged Shel Hefker is not Chai, but tzitz is Midei Raisa, only Midei Rabbonon. Chav Dabri, it's Chazal Omatir. So, Rabbi Beged, how are you doing it in Shabbos? So, it could be that Hefker in Shabbos is Mutar. One teretz. Another teretz the Achroinim answer. Another teretz the Achroinim answer. That Dvar Mitzvah is Muta. I, the Ramban himself, bought a raya from Ein Mekadshim Isha B'Shabbos. It's not a Mitzvah. You could do it before Shabbos. You could do it after Shabbos. Here you have to do the Bitul Chometz B'Zman B'Dikas Chometz. And if Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, what will help that I will do Bitul Friday? I ate the Suda Shabbos. I need to do the bitul on Shabbos. When it's kavul is man, you're allowed to. So the fourth kasher, again, we said the first kasher, Roshan HaGemor and Nunu, Rabbi Yosi, maybe the Gemor is the Loike Rabbi Yosi, and Shloisha Tesis. That's the fourth question, was the first kasher we had. We could answer that the Tesis will know that Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to, or the Hefker is not a Maise. We'll go to the fifth kasher. How it helps Belev. Who said that it's Belev? The Ran and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara there says if you find Chometz, you mevat lo beliboy. Zog the Ran. Very cool show. Omar Rav Chisda v'tzor shi mevat lo beliboy. Ikem man the meforesh liboy lav dafko. Elo loimar. שאין צורך להשמיע, אבל צורך שיועצים בספוסו, זה דבורים שבלב אינם דבורים. The Ran says you need a Amira. Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz and the Flamedale from Mudbeis, you need a Amira. And I'm not answering question number three, I'm holding question number five. Why it helps believe? Question number three, we said we're not answering. Tesis says not a kasha. Because Midoraisi, you need Shloisham. Midoraisi, you don't need Shloisham. We're holding in kasha number five. How it helps believe? And BMS, if you see the Rambams, it's interesting to steer in the Rambam. In Perek Beis, Aloche Gimel, he speaks about the leiv, the case of Ashbos Zu. Sheivat el haChometz belido, v'yachshav yisikiofor, v'yosum belibo yishen b'rshus haChometz klal, shekol chometz shebrshus harei yikiofor. Aber in Perek Gimel Aloche Zayin, וכשגוימר לבדוק, ויוימר כל חומץ שיש ברשוסי, שלא ראיסי ולא ידעתי, והריו בוטל והריו כאפר להר. You have to say. So the fifth kasha could be you have to say. A lot of rishonim hold that you have to say. But the whole kasha is why it helps believe. Who said it helps believe? It says in the Gemara, מבד לבליבוי. It says מבד לבליבוי. זוג דרמבן, אז לאו דווקא. אני לא אבדוק כמו ועד לבליבוי. לא אבדוק כמו ועד לבליבוי. So could be, cases will hold it, that you have to say the pet. We'll take the sixth kasha. How the solution helps. It's not such a kasha. We saw in the Rav Yo that you have to say Hefka. We saw in the Rav Yo that you do have to say Hefka. Maybe Lefitesis, you have to say Efer. The Chukyankiv says, Simen Tov Lamedalet, you have to say Efer Lefitesis. The Bach says, Tov Lamedalet, the Lefitesis, you have to say Efer.
Why are you saying
Efer the Ar? What? Right. Why is Efer the Ar? It's a good Ar. But I think this is the last line in the Ramba. We're calling him, she's going to go in him, Loma, the Efer Shalodom, and the Efer. The Moshul is not such a good Moshul. No. The marshal is not so the good marshal. I'm asking. But the main cash was, so maybe Taki you have to say. So this is a way to go with the six questions and to answer them. So the Machne Ephraim wants to answer the kasha how it helps believe. Zog the Machne Ephraim. Could be valid Yisurah Anoe by night. There's Anan Tzadi that he doesn't want it. So Bemele helps us. Beliboy Belev Kol Odo. Stam Lev doesn't help. But Beliboy Belev Kol Odo helps. Beliboy Belev Kol Odo helps. So while here it's Anan Tzadi that he doesn't want it. So Bemele it helps Beliboy Belev Kol Odo. So again, before we start, we have Shitas HaTezis Bitulis Mitam Hefker, and the Ramban had seven questions. Loshon HaGemore, Rabbi Yossi, these two we didn't answer really. Then they had this, and Tzorich Shloisha, we said, Tezis says that maybe it's only Midei Raise, but he had a Shail of us mit Shabbos, what mit Levin is not the right Loshon. And we're saying Shabbos, Tezis, hold Dvar Mitzvah, or the Hefker is Nishken Kinyonim. Mele you're allowed to. Leiv, we're answering one of the two. Other Taka Tesis holds you have to have a Amire. We have a list of Rishonim that hold that you have to have a Amire. Or, Zog de Machne Ephraim, Valetz Isura Noe, and Ansadi, Belibo Yevev Kolodom, that it helps. Yeah? And the last Kasha, the sixth Kasha is, it's not the right Loshon. The answer is, with Pashas, a lot of Rishonim hold, and if he tases, you have to say Efka. The Bach, the Chukyanke. We say Efka. Why we say Efka? You open the Shchonov, the Tur, the Ramo. The reason we say Efka is because we want to be Yaitse. She does not taste us. So the whole Kash of the Ramban is not such a starke Kash. This is the easy way, the Tzus of the Shmaiser. Seven kash, the Ramban himself says he's not so sure if Hefker is right or not. Seven kash, that's just a... Rabban also left it to the last kasha. He says, "Nishtas a starke kasha." Yeah? Rabban felt this is the last kasha. What? Starke kasha. Stays himself. Holds the rice. Starke kasha. Even the third, the second kasha is Rabbeisi. Mikol Mekoyim. But these terutzim are nice, but they don't sound MS. And I'll explain why. Taisus said that you said Efker. Taisus said it. Taisus said that you say Efker. Taisus mentions the word Efker. No. Taisus said that you have to talk. No. Now look good in Loshna Taisus. Ve'oy meri de'midayraisa be'bitul ba'al mesagi mitam de'me'achar she'bitlo yave Efker. What is it? And that's all the Rishonim bring it down b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and our thesis is the Ri. And with the new Gemara, they put on the Ri, and they decided to change it to Rabbeinu Tam. Stefanak Saviad. Our thesis is the Ri, it's not the Rabbeinu Tam. What is the answer? The answer is, thesis never meant that you say Hefker. I'll read to you a lotion of the Rios. The Shilte Agiboyrim brings it down here in the back. Al Arif. The Nugimoras of the Izbahodor, it's printed in page 12. Zesha Omro Tashbisu, Sayom Botechim, Ashbosasu, Levar, Mina Oilo, Vim Kodam, Bitle Koyim, Shasisura Yoima, Hareni Mevatel Kol Chomet, Shiashli, Birshusi, Shiakeofo. מן החוצר ודאי בביטול זה ואין צורך לבר מן התירה הויל ואין די תיולוב ואין חושב בעינוב הרי הוא כאילו הפקירוי ואינוי שלוי ושוב אינו עובר אולוב מן התירה again יוימר איני חופץ בוי הרי הוא כאופו של החוצר וכיוון שאין די תיולוב ואין חושב אולוב הרי הוא כאילו הפקירוי ואינוי שלוי כאילו. The answer is like this. There's a halacha soifet te'einim. That's potum in a maiso. What is soifet te'einim? You have a big field, huge field, full with trees. And they have these te'einim that fall down. The bugs eat them. They're worth nothing. They're useless. They're hefker. The guy says, harei ze hefker. And as Yishab, when it falls in Shabbos, the guy has to say, no, I want them, because Chas v'Shalom, I don't want to be over Yisrael to be mafkir in Shabbos. Something breaks in your house, I want the broken pieces, Chas v'Shalom, I don't want it to become hefker. When you take the garbage and you throw it out in Shabbos, I'm not mafkir in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mafkir. The answer is a hefker that you take something and you make it hefker, and there's another way to make hefker. When something doesn't have no chashivas, so we have someone no chashivas. When the zach has no chashivas, you have no chashivas at all, and becomes like hefker. Now you don't say hareini mafkir. Sure. I don't say hareini mafkir. You're not saying Hareini Mafkir. It doesn't have chashivas by you. Saval, it doesn't have chashivas by you. It becomes like Hefker. B'meile. First, this is the lotion of the Piskerios. Shekeivon she'inuchoshuv areyu ke'ilu hifkiroi. Not that the guy is doing a maise Hefker. Areyu ke'ilu hifkiroi. But not that the guy made a maise Hefker. If that is the pshat, not that the guy made a maise hefker, nor kiilu hefkiroi, first, I don't have a kasha how you do it in Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't do a mekach v'memka. Without the isur toilish, you're allowed to go in the field and make things to fall and become hefker. You're allowed to throw garbage outside. But if you find garbage outside in Shabbos, you're allowed to take it? Yes. not mukzi. Find some fruit in the garbage. You know how to take it? How the guy can't be mafkir in Shabbos? He threw it away. This is what happens to the chametz. Memele, I'm asking you a shaila. Sefer Teinim, you have to talk, or it works with the lev? Sefer Teinim, you have to talk every morning, every single fruit I don't need. He puts us in the garbage. You have to say, I'm putting it in the garbage. The metzias is like that. Memele, when you mevatel the chametz, the metzias, you don't have to have a losh. Memele, this is what you do. Later we'll explain. Well, this is what you're doing. As I said in the Rishonim. This is what I'm doing. I don't want to explain how you do it or not. It's not negiyat and pshat. What? Baba, you're asking a very good question. It's a very good question. We'll get to that. So yeah, from Nochalach. Very good. This is Be'etzem, what you're doing here. Shabbos is not shvel. Lev is not shvel. The loshen is taki loshen bitul. So number 5 is not shvel. And number 1 is not shvel. So the Gemara says bitul. You don't have to say hefker. And mistome, even number 2 is not shvel. Even if you're Rabbi Yossi, hefker doesn't leave. It's when you make a maisa hefker, it doesn't leave. But when it's sefer te'einim, even if you're Rabbi Yossi, it leaves your reshus, because it doesn't have chashivas. Let me explain the vote. So we're saying again, the answer is Tesis never said the words Hefker. Came Nu Rishonim, or maybe Nu Achronim, and changed the Nusach to say Hefker to Yotze Zayin Lefi Tesis. The Ramban knew that Tesis never said the word Hefker. He said the word bitul. Because you're not doing a maisa hefker. Have a ki'ilu hifkiroi. Not that he said hefker. If the rios says ki'ilu hifkiroi, it means, well, then not that you mafkir it. Not that you mafkir it. Not that you mafkir. It's ki'ilu hifkiroi. B'meile, the loshen is bitul. Even if you're Rabbi Yossi, it leaves your reshus, because it's not a maisa hefkore. It's hefker be'etzer. B'meile, the same thing, in Shabbos it's not a maisa kinyan. And b'meile it works belev. And b'meile the loshen is loshen bitu. It's such a givaldik epshat, so Reb Nochem said, but it's too givaldik. So the feed that you also don't need 3, right? So if it ain't, you need 3. So why Tez as a kasha himself, the Hefker needs 3? Kimat mucha, the Tez doesn't agree. It's such a good pshat, but why you need 3? So we can answer, that you don't need 3. But the Ri did ask the kasha.
It's a
chiddush
you can make
like
offer.
It's a chiddush, and you ask why and how, or I'll explain, or they're not. But we're saying a pshat, and we're answering 5 questions. Now it's 2 more questions. Why you need 3? And the hefker, the 7 kasha. It's the 7 kasha, not a kasha. Ramban left it. But we're asking a kasha. Why you need 3? Lechura lefid this, you also don't need 3. Sefer Teinim, you need 3? I don't, but Manavshach, if I need to do it, I need to do. I'm not doing it. It's a metzias. How it works, we'll have to explain. Lechura. Lechura, if Tesis does ask the kasha, lechura, it's a shlog and the ganze pshat. So one of the two, other taka, we have to be chayzer, other we have to find a way, even with this ganze teire, even with the ganze teire, to say, about the maisa needs to done in front of 3. And maybe the way will be, I say, one of the two, don't say like this, other muchach from Tesis nishta say, other it's muchach that even with the stating you need 3 and why, tzorich yud. Or we'll say, like all of you are trying to say, lemaise, I just want the first to have the tzus of the shmaise. How lemaise, if I would get up now and I'll say, this standard is garbage, it's garbage, it's garbage. It will happen? So it could be the whole reason it works here, because it's Erev Pesach, and Chometz is also Banoi. And it's Taki going to become like that. And it could be Lefi Des Taki it will be Chal only in Chatzos. Could be it will not be Chal before. So it could be, also for that statement, could be you need Shloisha. Can't say. But again, that is a kasha and the esber. But we're much lighter to answer that shita holds that taki you don't need shloisha. Taz himself did not want to go with this mahalach. But it would be much lighter to go with this mahalach and to say that taki you don't need shloisha. I want to massage it. We have the Piskei Rios that says that it's not a Maise Hafkore, it's Keilu Hefker. I'm saying a Pshat of Sefer Tehillim, you want to learn Sefer Tehillim different, so don't shtol Sefer Tehillim. So lo mashonetim. We're just saying that we have the Rishonim, we have a lot of Achroinim that understood. We had a lot of Achroinim that understood that the Avone and Tezer that it's Mamesh a Maise Hefker. Till they went and they even added the lashon, and they said you have to say it. They mamash learned that it's a parsha of hefka, and the rabban came and asked seven kashas. So, and the rabban asked seven kashas. Rabban asked seven kashas. We could answer azakasha hazeh, and we're coming and saying it's meduyek in the Piskei Rios. That even if he tastes, he's not doing a Maisa Hefka. He's Mashbis. He's Mevatel. But he's not really doing a Maisa Hefka. I explain it. Do me the Sefer Tehillim. There's Gishmak. The Gemara is Medame Bitul and Vogel would base the Sefer Tehillim. Now, if you want to say Sefer Tehillim is a bit different, if you want later to say Teres, how he's exactly Mevatel, I just was Matzia one way. I'm saying the Loshana Tesis is Medukta Kazay. He didn't say that he made a Maisa Hefka. He didn't say, till Reb Nochem, after he finished to say that, he says, Oba Mistoeres Oleinu Akushio, that this Pshat Lechua also has the answer that you don't need Shloisha. The Pshat is so good that you don't need Shloisha. Other vice states we can't say this Teira. Other we have the answer. Find a way to answer that even that we're saying this Teira, even that we're saying this Hezbel. Aber mikol makom shloisha you will meet. That needs noch a Hezbel. I want now to go to the one more shlav. And I checked it a little bit today. It's a disturb even. Klal Yisrael do bitul chometz. The nusach that is printed in the sidurim. The nusach that is printed in the sidurim. We'll see later who printed. Who made this print? It's a peladi gazach. You see, it's kimat nobody. It's a chayim, but. What is this mocker to say after Hefker? It's a Bach, a Darke Moshe, Mishne Brure, Chok Yankev, and they say why? Because of Tesis. They bring the Agoyes Mamoinius. And they say, because of Tesis, to say Hefka. And I want to be Me'orer two Is'orer Rusim that we said. We'll start first one what we're saying now. That is a little Ore. Lefid the Lomdes that we said now, I'm not doing Maisa Hefka. I'm doing it like Sefer Tehillim. But what if I'm trying to do it Hefka Lefid Tesis? It will work. Could be not. Hefka needs three. Could be Hefker doesn't work Bechai Gavne. I can't do it in Shabbos. I want to do Hefker. I'm not trying to do what I said now. Fuck up. We explained the whole Zach that I'm Machshivit Kemishayinoi. When I'm saying the words Hefker, I'm spoiling the Ozer Mehalach. So could be if I'm spoiling the Ozer Mehalach, I'm disturbing my Bitul Chametz. I'm asking. It's a shvach diyuk. Because even if it tastes this, even if we write that it's not a direct hefker, I just make it ke'afre de'aren b'meile, it becomes hefker, and mistabo that if I say the words hefker, I'm not spoiling it. I could have said yes. As you said, alemol, if you do something in one way, it cancels the other ways. The Gemara says, hekdesh is chal belev. But if you say koinom, and koinom is not a good lashon, the hekdesh is not chal. Hekdesh is chal belev. Of a vow, you saying it in the wrong way, you're spoiling it. Vow, you saying it in the wrong way, you're spoiling it. Aber mistaberas nicht. Say. But lefi Rashi, that bitul is not mitam hefker. If you say hefker, you're not doing bitul. Lefi Taisus, I'm asking. You said hefker, so shat nicht. You're doing it even starker. Man, you're doing it even starker. Man, you're doing it even starker. But lefi Rashi, that bitul is only ashbosa beleiv. Bitul is ashbosa beleiv. And bitul is not a maisa hefker. If you say hefker, you're showing that you're trying to do something else. So if you're showing that you're trying to do something else, lechua, you're not yoytzei le bitul. And if you do hefker lefirashi, could be it's not chal, because the seven questions. It's not in front of three. Was mit Rabbi Yossi? So the mele comes out that when a person says this nusach, lefirashi, could be he spoiled it. So if you say hefker, could be you spoil the bitul chametz, and we made you over bali roya bali motze. Could be you spoil the over bali roya bali motze. Could be you spoil the over bali roya bali motze. So lefi Rashi comes out that if you say the Loshon Hefker, you spoil the Bitul Chometz. And the Mele, you don't have a Bitul. So you write that if you add the words Hefker, you yoytze lefi Teisves, or it could be lefi Rashi, you not yoytze bichlal. So the Mele, I'm makbid. I don't know why. I think all the people that are makbid in aloha are makbid. When you make bitul chometz, to say both of the nuschos. First to say libatul vehefker keafre deare, and then to say kol chamira vechamira deike veshusi libatul keafre deare, and not to say libatul vehefker keafre deare. Because if you say hefker lefirashi, could be you spoil the ganze zach. Could be you spoil the ganze zach. Could be, it's more the ganze zach lefi Rashi.
If you say hefker before you say bitul.
Ba 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 ba. Okay, first I want to explain that there's two ways to go. The Achronim explained that they're adding hefker, and I'm saying two chumras. First I'm saying, could be even lefi Teisves, if you add the word hefker, you spoil it. Because we explained that lefi Teisves, it's not going with the Mahalach of hefker. It's kesoifa teinim. Could be it doesn't spoil. But if Rashi is a big tzad, and if you add the word hefker, you're trying to do hefker, Now don't tell me, okay, so at least it's Hefker. We explain now that there's 7 reasons to say that Hefker is not good. So if you say Hefker lefi Rashi, could be Yoimer, Bali Roy, Bali Motze. So we made it the Dovor HaNochlin is, and don't tell me, I'm a Chadish, I'm not a Mechadish. And the Shulchan Aruch says not to say Hefker. Lebotel, the Rambam says not to say Botel. Who adds it? The Mishnah Berurah says to say Hefker. What is the smoker? Achok Yankev. So the Achok Yankev, I looked at Achok Yankev to be Chayishish to the Taisvus. But if the longness of the Sugya, if Taisvus could be wrong for 7 reasons, so could be, when you say that, you spoil the Firashi. So if you want to be Chayishish to Taisvus, you have to say both Mishchos.
What is it? Is it Hefker or is it Batel?
You're doing 2 things. If it's yours, you mafkir it. And if it's, the Hefker is not, Chal Yimevatel it. What is so hard? We said...
Are you yeah, yeah. Or are you being
I'm doing both.
It's one Chametz. How do you do
it? I tried to... I sell it to you. And if it didn't work, I burn it. What is the problem? Why is it so hard to understand that?
Hefker,
I'm allowed to burn.
Hefker. It's Hefker, you burn.
Again, no one said to do this.
I'm hefker because it's chashuv. The mafker because it's a chashuv thing. Or like still not to be chashuv.
Ma baya.
Which one is it? Is it a chashuv or zach is not chashuv?
It's not chashuv, and I'm mafker it. What is the problem? If not chashuv doesn't help, it stays mine. I'm mafker it. What is Shmuel to understand? It's not chashuv, but if it stays, even if you say it's not chashuv, it stays yours. It's a chilu shagari. There is a cost to that bittul helps. Hello, bittul helps. Lefi taste is what Rashi says is gomish. It doesn't help, it stays yours.
How do you
do
both?
You understand your question? You understand your question? I don't understand it. I was mevatel it and it's nothing. Lefi taste is it stays mine and my balidoy. So I take it and I throw out the window. What is hard to understand? I'm doing hefker. The hefker didn't work. I'm not machshir it. I'm not machshir it. Machshir doesn't work. I'm mafkir it. Again, if bitul doesn't work, if your taste is old, what Rashi says is garnish. So after the bitul, it's mine. So I have to do hefker. Taste is old, what Rashi said is garnish. So after hefker, it stays mine. What? So I don't have mirrors, I have to do it belev. So we discussed already if the pez mevat or the lev. I spoke about when we learned the Ran, if you have shall the pez. We said, can say. We said, it's a yishuv. If you call it belev. Well, if you call it belev. Well, I want to go to the top weiter. But not only that is a problem. The Ramo comes, and the Ramo paskins that when you burn chometz ere Pesach, zog the Ramo, first burn it and then say the bitul. By night we do bitul. The loy chazise, the loy chamite. By day we say even the chazise, the chamite. Zog the Ramo and simen tof la medaret. ואין לבט לי ביום אלו לאחר ששרף החומץ כדי לקיים מצווה שריפה בחומץ שלו. If you do bitul before, the chometz will not be yours, and if the chometz will not be yours, you're not mekayim שריפה בחומץ that belongs to you. אז אי זוג דרמו. Now, when you read the Mishnah Berurah himself, it's not מוכח. But when you see the Ramo inside, in דרכי מוישה האורך, what the Ramo was חושש? If you do bitul before the sreif, you're not mekayim mitzvah sreif bechometz shaloi. Now, lo betrach, lefi Rashi, when the bitul is chal? When you say it or in chatzois? When the bitul is chal? When you say it or in chatzois? A big tzad bechatzois. No. I'm asking, when a person does bitul, when it's chal? Miyad or bechatzois? A big shal. Now it's not also Banoi. Teran, the Ramban explained, Maskem is Naito Ledaas HaToiro. He doesn't want it to go into his Rishus. As a big tzad. We explained 5 times. Why? When we learned the Ran, we explained Barchovim, not the Shchazaritz. That the Svore is that the Bidu will be Chal Bechatzois. Because it's maskemes daito ledaas ha-teire. So the Svora will say that the bitul of Ichal b'chatzos. This is the Svora. That the bitul of Ichal b'chatzos. So while the Svora is that bitul of Ichal b'chatzos. The Svora is that bitul of Ichal b'chatzos. So then, be'etzem, what the Ramo says, it's not such a problem. I say kol chamire, but the bitul is chal b'chatzos, and then I'm burning it before that. So l'chure, what I'm burning, I'm a kaim sreifa, and I'm a chomesh sheli. I'm a kaim sreifa, and I'm a chomesh sheli. So why the Ramo says not to make bitul before the sreifa? Why he says not to make bitul before the sreifa? And the Velt has marked me to check that the chometz is not burned. To check that the chometz is not burned. So some lomdim say, Val already I said bitul, and eventually this chometz will not be mine, so mele I can be mekayim mitzvos tashbisu. Very falomdish as far. Oh, but the answer is, if you see the Ramo inside, in Darkei Moshe, the Ramo says, we say the nusach libotel v'hefka. So b'meile, if you say lebotel of the hefker already is chal miyad when you say it. The hefker is chal miyad when you say it. While the hefker is chal miyad when you say it, so when you burn it, it already will not be yours. But again, it's totally in the hezberim that we said. If it's mamish hefker kipshutoi, it's chal miyad. If it's hefker, like we said, like seifet te'enim, is mistaber that only b'shas ha'isur the hefker is chal. Mistaber that only b'shas the isur the hefker is chal. Mistaber that the hefker is not chal miyad. B'shas that becomes also, then the hefker is chal. So again, then also is not so poshut. Aber mikol mekoyim, the Ramovus choshesh that the hefker is chal, and while the hefker is chal, b'meila I'm not mikayim mitzvah sreife and my chometz. Now, l'chure, it's clear in the Ramo that he was going lefi the shittes that you can be mekayim mitzvah sreife koidem hazman. Lefi tesis himself that the mitzvah sreife is after chatzos, you anyway not mekayim mitzvah sreife in the right time. So anyway, it's no kiyum mitzvah. Anyway, it's no kiyum mitzvah. So anyway, not mekayim mitzvah. So he was choishesh that the shittes that is a mitzvah sreife koinem hazman. So while he was choishesh that is a mitzvah sreife koinem hazman, the Ramo said, don't do the bitul before, especially if we say hefker, so it becomes that it's not mine. The mele, you are not in mekayim the mitzvah. So Lemaise comes out that the Ramo says we burn before Shor Shishis and after that we do Bitul because we're scared if we'll do Bitul before you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sreifa. This is Be'etzem the Ramo. It comes out an interesting Zach. So we want to Mekayim Mitzvah Sreifa and we want to do Bitul. And we're scared that if we'll do Bitul before the Sreifa we're not Mekayim Mitzvah Sreifa. We do bitul before the mitzvah sreifa, we're not mekayim mitzvah sreifa. So we do sreifa and then we do bitul. Why we're not mekayim? If Rashi we say lechur etzchal b'chatzois, the answer is, while we say lebotel the hefker ka'afra de'are, so b'meile we say hefker, so we choshesh that the hefker is chal already on the chometz, and if the hefker will be chal on the chometz, b'meile I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. I want to be madgish. Two zach. Someone asked me, is a minig, if Pesach is chal on Sunday, Motzi Shabbos, so when we burn chametz? Friday. But we have chametz to eat for Shabbos. So why we burn chametz? What? Mekayim the mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah before the zman. If we said that when we burn, only if you burn the last kezayis, you mekayim the mitzvah, so what is the point? It's muchach. What? What? So why are we doing it? What choshesh? We burn it, we want to mekayim the mitzvah. So we see that even if you're not burning the last kezayis, you mekayim a mitzvah. We're mekayim the mitzvah, as they advised us. Also, we asked the kasha for the Moshe Sternbuch. We asked at the beginning of Zman. Some people burn the chometz outside their house. If you're not a Rishonim, if the chometz is not in your house, we said you're not over. Maske v'soicha, Avinu David, if you give it out, so if the chometz is in the street, you're not over. So you might not mekayim the mitzvah. So he says to burn the house. Moshe Sternbuch. Or, we said different aces to make a fire and to jump it into the fire so it goes out of your hands. Again, I want to be madish. I'm trying to explain what I'm saying. The Ramah came and said that we're trying to mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu and burning the chametz. And Bemele, he said, if the bitul, we want to be yoytze shitas biur chametz b'sreifa. If you do the bitul before, the bitul is hefker, Bemele, you will not be mekayim the mitzvah. Mele, you will not be mekayim the mitzvah. Mele, he said, burn before and then do the bitul. And we always cheshmer, if you rashi, if you taste this, back and forth, back and forth. If when it's chal earlier, it's chal later. The Ramah was choishish that the bitul will be chal earlier. And Mele, you have a reisu. This was the chshash of the Ramah. This was the chshash of the Ramah. Mele, the Ramah said to do the bitul after the sreifa. I'm saying, lefi the way the Ramah learns that we're trying to burn it to mekayim the mitzvah, obviously, you mekayim the mitzvah even if it's not the last kezayis. Because we make sreifa even Friday. Or, again, the same thing about Shnobuch has a kasha, how we burn it in the street. And Madgim, like I said in the beginning, is man, that ken zayin, the loike haramo. That if we do bitul, is also kium of tashbisu. We do sreifa just to show the choymer, the inyan, how much we're against the chometz, zecher ladova. But the Ramah learned not like that. The Ramah learned we're trying to mekayim mamish, to mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. And again, if he tastes this, it's gonish. If he tastes this, the mitzvah is only leachar zmanoi. We'll have to find the shita that holds that is a mitzvah to burn chometz koinem zmanoi. Now, be'etzem, there's another whole Ramban here. And the getter of Bitu, and as I avoided to see how lefi the Ramban, and the Ramban also says Bitu is mitam hefka. How lefi the shitas of Ramban, all of the kashas are meyusha. But in our misgeres, tomorrow we'll go weiter on the Gemara. Yeah.
Before,
he was in the